I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we will learn more about CEDR, C-E-D-R, Plots of Economic Development Resources. It is the regional economic development organization for Clatsop County, and it's the one-stop business resource in the region for business recruitment, retention, expansion. Their mission is to deliver business-driven economic development services to create, grow, and retain Clatsop County businesses. And here to explain what that all means and all the things that they do, we have Kevin Leahy. He is the Executive Director of CEDR. He's also the Associate Vice President for Business, Community, and Workforce Development, among many other hats. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Donna. How are you?
I'm just great today, and I'm so happy to have you here to
thank you for having me.
Help us explain all of what CEDR offers and what's happening. But before we get into that, let's have the listening audience learn a little bit about you, please.
Oh, sure. Thank you. So I am a fourth generation Clatsop County resident. My great grandfather, John Leahy, homesteaded over from Tipperary, Ireland, back in 1879. And he homesteaded out in Olney, out to 202. And in fact, right past the Big O Tavern. And actually, that much of that property is still in my family's ownership. My cousin Patty owns that. So that's how my family got established. My grandfather had a hardware store in Astoria, downtown Astoria, where River Sea Gallery is right now, back in the 30s and 40s. My father, Bill, and my mother, Dee, born and raised in Astoria. And I have three siblings. I have my wife, Karen, three children, daughter-in-law, two grandchildren. But professionally, I started my career working at Steinbach Pharmacy, which is now Gizmo's Arcade in downtown Astoria. I was a delivery boy. And from there, I'm not going to go through all the details, but a 27-year career with Meyer & Frank and May Department Stores, ending in Los Angeles as a vice president of footwear for 75 stores, and then Macy's bought us. So Kevin had to look for something else to do with his life, as did all my colleagues. And so my wife and I opened a small business in Valencia, California, where we were living at the time. Did that for several years, and I got involved in economic development. That's kind of my story here leading to today. And I was on the chamber board down there in Santa Clarita. It's the Community Economic Development Council. And I found a real thirst for what led me to do what I'm doing here at CEDR today. So I came, I interviewed for positions here in Clatsop County in 2011. And I've been the director of CEDR and the SBDC since the summer of 2011 in my dream job.
SBDC meaning Small Business Development Center.
Thank you. Clatsop Community College Small Business Development Center. Correct.
Well, there's a lot going on, and we're going to try to clarify some things for folks who don't know much about CEDR.
Sure.
Clatsop Economic Development Resources. So why don't we start with what it is, how did it come into being, and, you know, years ago, and what was its mission, and what is it doing now?
So very good question, Donna. So CEDR was formed back in 2008. Skip Halke, who at the time was the Astoria Warrington Chamber Executive Director, and Al Smiles, the Seaside Chamber Director, they got together, and they had seen that there was about 24 individual economic development like groups within Clatsop County that did a lot of talking, but not a lot of action. So they went to the county, to Clatsop County, and asked for seed money to fund an economic development organization. The county gets almost $300,000 in lottery funds from the state of Oregon annually for economic development. And they allocated at that time $60,000 towards CEDR to get it established, and other dollars that go there for the net pans and other things. But we're talking about CEDR specifically, and then reached out to the five cities in throughout Clatsop County who also were the founders, the permanent members of CEDR, in addition to the five cities, Clatsop County, Clatsop Community College, and the Port of Astoria, Donna, are the permanent members of CEDR. So CEDR was formed. Again, to be a unified, collaborative, one voice for our county. We're small, we're small but mighty, but we're better when we're working together, and that's how CEDR was formed. There was also the private sector element of CEDR originally that evolved, but originally there was private sector businesses that were on there. And quite honestly, a lot of the initial members were like mayors and elected officials and things, which was great. But as CEDAR evolved over the years, I joined, like I said, 2011. There was a lot of activity going on with CEDAR in the early years, but it was a lot of, I would say, I wasn't here, I was in California still. But my understanding was when CEDAR was formed, that they, you know, as a startup organization, there was a lot of analysis and report writing and meetings. But I would say that in terms of like results and that came from it, I think that there was some questions about how productive things were going. So then as it evolved, again, became the director in 2011. And again, the small business, I'll kind of chunk out, but we're talking CEDAR here first. So we worked on the CEDAR board. We worked to have every key sector in Clatsop County represented on the private sector side. We have the fermentation sector. For example, Chris Nemlowill from Fort George is our vice president for CEDAR. We have our president, Lindsay Davis, Hampton Lumber. We have Jack Ficken, Lewis and Clark Bank as our secretary treasurer. And we have Jennifer Grosscloud, for example, from Columbia Hospitality, represents the hospitality industry that oversees the Stephanie Inn. She's on our board. I mean, Steve Fick from Fishhawk Fisheries, on and on, Clatsop County, et cetera. So that's worked very, very well, Donna, to have the voices of all of our sectors, small business also. We have our chambers, who are our permanent members also, the Estuary Warrington and Seaside and Cannon Beach Chambers. They rotate every third year as a voting member. The other years, they are advisory members. And so, like, I'm an advisory member of the Estuary Warrington Chamber. So on the voting side, and our two hospitals, Columbia Memorial Hospital and Providence Seaside Hospital, they are two of the three largest employers in Clatsop County, and they're permanent members of our board also, as is the Georgia Pacific Wanamill as an advisory member. So those are the top three employers. And by the way, Columbia Memorial Hospital recently became the number one employer in Clatsop County. It's been number two, and now it's number one with its growth. And then with GP1 and number two, and Providence Seaside Hospital number three. So and many other businesses that have grown exponentially outside of what I just described. Does that give enough kind of, and what we do, we meet every 2 months. Oh, I'm sorry, let me continue here on the private sector. Then we said we need to have more private sector involvement and ownership in CEDAR. So we launched a campaign to invite folks to join. And by the way, we have a brand new beautiful website, clatsopbusiness.com, that talks about membership. It lists all of our members and the member benefits of joining CEDAR, the exposure, the different funding levels that they contribute at to help us do the work that we do. And that we do have, if you're a CEDAR member, you have voting privileges. We have a November annual meeting. And if you are a paid member, as little as $50, for example, to be an individual member, all the way up to whatever the levels are, you are a voting member of CEDAR. And so again, we have a database of our members, of our elected officials, stakeholders that we communicate out there about. What CEDAR does is focused on the big picture issues. Like I'm on the Clatsop County Child Care Task Force. Child care is a huge issue everywhere. So we're getting funding, working with our communities, with our daycare providers. I work on the housing side. We know that housing shortage is a huge deal. And most of my work is done in the workforce development area. And then finally, kind of like the big picture, working with the city of Astoria, for example, on their economic development plan, their strategic plan, their wastewater treatment plant constraints, city of Warrington, wastewater constraints they have that are impeding growth that we need for housing. In the city of Warrington, for example, there's a new project that can be as many as 450 homes and apartments out by Fort Stevens called Fort Point. And they don't have enough water in the city of Warrington to provide for that housing that we know is such a huge issue. So at the table CEDAR is with the cities. And then I work very closely with our elected officials at the federal level, at the state level, Business Oregon, to be that unified voice. I hope that explains CEDAR.
That does explain CEDAR. I think I want to go back to like economic development, because we know that unbridled growth is not sustainable. And so, and there are some challenges, I think, in the world today where people are saying, wait, whoa, what is this? We can't keep growing. I mean, because there was the idea you either grow or you die, but there's got to be something somewhere in the middle about what kind of growth do you really want? What are your, and what is, what kind of economic development is compatible with your resources, your heritage, your history, all of that comes into play. So, and you must have seen that changing over time. It's just like when Travel Oregon is saying, we can't just keep saying, everybody come tourism, 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 because wait, there are impacts on the ecosystems, et cetera. Right. We have to manage things differently. So can you address a little bit about that?
Sure. I would say that, you know, I would say on the, you know, talk, we talk about retain, recruit, and expand, you know, businesses in Clatsop County. 95% of the work that I do is working with our existing businesses or new businesses here in Clatsop County, not businesses coming from out of town. And, you know, yes, of course, if I get a phone call about a potential project, that's my job. But I would tell you, Donna, like, I think about the work that I've done over the years, that we've worked done over the years, with like Fort George Brewery, with Bowie Beer, thinking about working with our hospitals, you know, at, being part of the Clatsop Community College, I wanna make sure that's also very important to your listeners. We're also, I'm an employee of the college, and we're the business voice of the college between Cedar and the Small Business Development Center. So I also work in alignment with the college, looking at programs that we need, that we can, that as we can grow our changing economy. We know our natural resource economy has some challenges currently in the forest products and seafood processing industry. So we're looking to maintain the strengths we have there, but also looking about new opportunities. Here's a great opportunity, a great example. North Tongue Point, Bob Dorn, Hayek Maritime. We have a 1,500 ton electric mobile lift being installed at North Tongue Point that'll be operational by July of this year, that's going to be taking ships as large as a riverboat out of the river and take it up onto dry land, so it's not environmentally issues with the river. And WCT Marine will be repairing those boats, assessing them. And that right now, WCT, I was told last week, has 50 employees right now. And looking, I'm enterprise zone manager for Clatsop County also with the growth. And they have signed up to have at least 100 jobs, family wage jobs, welding, et cetera. And those are clean jobs, family wage jobs. And it's just exciting to work and see the growth happening with Bob Dorn, Willie Tarastoga, Greg Morrill at Bergerson Construction, just a lot of great activity there in a really positive way for our economic growth. That's where I spend a lot of my time on.
So you're a 501c6.
Correct.
And
that, it's just, yeah, from a tax standpoint, and it's like, if somebody says, I want to contribute to Cedar and I want to have a tax write-off. Well, that we're not a 501c3, but what we do is, so when folks invest in Cedar, let's say the private sector side, they know that they can't write it off unless they have it for like a part of their marketing or something. But the chambers are also, I know the Astro Chamber is also 501c6. I think the ADHDA is also, Donna. Not many groups are 501c3s. But we do have we do have an opportunity. I once in a while have some folks say, we want to contribute to Cedar, for example, because the great work that you do, but we want to get the tax write-off. And we have ways to do that through our college foundation as a pass-through, or through other groups that we work with. But I don't want to kind of lose sight of your question.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Well, so what you're trying to do is really get feedback from the current businesses that are here. What do they need? And they need employees, and they need trained employees,
they also need to have ease of permits working with the cities and counties. They need to be able to go into, if you want to be building, you want to be working with, I would say, a concierge approach. That's something that I've always wanted to work on, or that we work with the city and the county. So you go into a planning department or a permit, or you go in to open a business, that you're welcomed, and that business owners, both potential and existing, feel the support. And that's been a challenge that we all acknowledge that we're working on together. Again, Clatsop County is a very collaborative spirit that I don't see, and I hear this from other stakeholders elsewhere, Donna. It's very unique in a good way.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Everyone's working together for the highest good of everyone. And we're going to talk a little bit more in the second half of the program. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we're talking about Clatsop Economic Development Resources, CEDR. It is the regional economic development organization for Clatsop County. Its mission is to deliver business-driven economic development services to create, grow, and retain Clatsop County businesses, keeping in mind the environment and the heritage and history of the region. And my guest is the executive director of CEDR, Kevin Leahy. He's also the associate vice president for business, community, and workforce development, which is really where there's a lot of growth, a need for growth. You want to address that, Kevin, a little bit more, please?
So I on the workforce side, I'd kind of like to break down some things. We have, for example, on our Small Business Development Center, and I also want to tell your listeners, if they want to learn more about our SBDC, last year served 253 clients in Clatsop County alone. We're part of a statewide group of 20 centers. 17 of the centers are associated with the community colleges in the state of Oregon. That's the way it's been set up. We've been part of Clatsop Community College since the early 80s when it was formed. And the other three are with universities, and one is our neighbor, Columbia County. They're associated with basically their CEDR of their county. But what we do on the SBDC side is, I talked about 253 clients served. We meet one-on-one with business owners, both potential and existing, in confidential and no-cost advising to share with them opportunities to help them open or grow or expand or close their business. So the SBDC, that's our core competency, one-on-one advising. That funding, by the way, is separate from CEDR. That funding comes from the Small Business Administration, SBA, Business Oregon, the Clatsop Community College as our host, if you will. So people go, how can you, Kevin, how can you have this free and confidential advice? So that, and I would tell you, Donna, when I was made the director in 2011, the SBDC, I was the director. I had a volunteer advisor and a part-time administrative assistant. We now have a staff of 8, Jessica Newhall, our associate director. So we've grown because of the support of our partners in addition to the community. Go ahead.
Yes, no, please go ahead. There's so much you're doing, so many things. So you just had a job and career fair. You said, I think there were something like 600 students, and I want to talk a little bit more about that. And then you have interns, and you have, so talk a little bit about that.
So the job and career fair, CEDR has partnered with WorkSource Oregon for over 10 years now. And we'd have an annual event this past year. It was at Patriot Hall in our Astoria campus. And you're correct, over 600 students, 72 businesses participated. It's free. We get funding from the superintendents of all of our schools. It's all the 5 high schools in Clatsop County. And it's also Ilwaco and Nacelle High School are invited to come as well. Clatsop Community College and the general job seekers. And I there's a lot of details, but it's been very successful. So basically, Debbie Newton from the WorkSource Oregon, she works for the employers. They get registered. There is a website, clatsopjobfair.com. Take a look at who participated. And it's a chance for our students and job seekers to see the opportunities they have in jobs and careers. Maybe they already have a job, but this is career oriented, but it's also hiring, like our hospitality industry. They need workers all the time. So I would tell you that's very successful. A lot of partners, a lot of volunteers. It takes a village, so to speak, but that's a very major focus for us. And it's a signature program for us here in our county. Our internship program, I also oversee, we have the Clatsop Works paid internship program. Misty Bateman is our manager for that program. That is our summer internship program where we go out to the employers. And again, the website for that is clatsopworks.com. We go out to the employers and ask them if they would host an intern for the summer, 8 to 10 weeks. They pay them, they're the employer. The intern is the employee. Misty connects from the students' applications, the employer's needs. She connects the employers and the potential employees. And right now, for example, we had last year, over 30 interns. And this year we have space for 43 interns. and we have over 30 businesses participating. And we have our students applying, classupworks.com. The deadline is actually today, April the 4th, for students to apply for the internship. We have businesses signed up, never have had an issue. Again, the supportive business community. And we have interns that have done it year after year, Donna. And like Haystack Rock Awareness Program, Clatsop County, the Clemson Memorial Hospital hires five. And we have students that are going through high school, college, and they see, wait a minute, I wanted to do path A, now I want to do path B. And we, and Misty has done a phenomenal job in working with our steering committee on expanding that. And that again, is very workforce oriented for our future leaders here in Clatsop County.
Yeah, you're trying to keep the folks who want to live and you know, work here.
Yeah, you have gateway to Clatsop Community College, and if they go to university, great, but they can, there's all kinds of jobs here and careers.
Right. So let's talk though, as the time is ticking by, let's talk a little bit about, you also have a banquet coming up, and we didn't talk about business boot camp, but there again, there's so much here. So you have an awards banquet. It's happening in May.
Correct.
And so let's talk about that.
It's our annual Cedar Awards event, Donna, and it's the only countywide awards event. And what it is, we've been doing this now for several years. Again, on our website, clatsopbusiness.com, you click on Clatsop Awards. It showcases all the award winners since 2013 and different categories like customer service, innovation, service to community, et cetera. We have our event coming up on May 16th at Clatsop Community College at Patriot Hall. But I would say from a time sensitive and call to action standpoint right now, we'd love to have your listeners nominate a business for this award. And there's the nomination form is on our clatsopbusiness.com website. Very easy form. We also have the Skip Hauke Award, as I said earlier, co-founder of Cedar, very special man. And we have a special award named after Skip, who was the founder of Cedar. And we've had two winners so far. Margo Lelich, County Health Director, was the first year, and Senator Betsy Johnson last year. So I would ask your viewer, your listeners to nominate. There's very specific instructions. And then please attend the banquet. There'll be tickets for sale coming up here. It's $30. There'll be tickets for sale online in the next couple of weeks or so. For plenty of fun, and it's for that $30. There's appetizers, drinks, and it's the only county networking opportunity. Also, I go to all the chamber awards, Cannon Beach, etc. This is the only countywide awards event, and it's a chance for North and South County to get together. I hear that all the time, and most importantly, the businesses who win. It's so heartfelt. We don't have a keynote speaker because it's a focus on these businesses. And I would tell you that it's very emotional for a lot of those businesses. And I feel such pride in going to business throughout Clatsop County and seeing that plaque on their wall as a prior Cedar Award winner. So very, it's a lot of fun, energetic, and rewarding.
And Kevin, what's the deadline for people to nominate a business for that award?
The deadline is April 26th. Thank you, Donna.
Okay, good.
We have plenty of time.
All right. So people need to go to if you have a business that you think is doing an outstanding job, you can see what the requirements are online. You can go there. So Kevin, we just have a few minutes left, and I want you to have the opportunity to talk about anything we maybe haven't talked about. Clearly, people can go to the website, clatsopbusiness.com, and that leads them off into lots of other directions, into kind of the workshops that the Small Business Development Center is doing, you know, just all kinds of things. But this is your opportunity to say what do we need to still let people know about, please?
Well, I would say, talking about the Small Business Development Center, we mentioned boot camp. I just wanted to mention that is a new program that Meyer Freeman conducts and Eric Stromquist. We established that a few years ago. And that's a chance for new businesses. We have a boot camp. We had just started 2 days ago, and we have 12 businesses enrolled. They are actually, we're at capacity. And 65% of folks that have gone through that program have opened a business in Clatsop County, Donna. And that's like, we have over 30 folks that thought about opening a business. So I think that's very critical. And also just, you know, to break, I know it's confusing on economic development. I can always be reached at, you know, Kay Leahy at clatsopcc.edu. on our website again, go to there. We have a CEDAR email. Any questions that your listeners have, I'm happy to answer. I'm in the community, but I spend most of my time out in the business community. That's because it's my job. I would love to hear any questions or clarifications, or I think we talked about industry growth, et cetera. And, you know, all of our industries are important. We want family wage jobs. Hospitality is a key, very key sector here in our county, working with that sector. So I would say that being the one stop, being communicative, our board members are posted on the website. Reach out to them also if you have questions about CEDAR.
And what you're doing with young people, providing with opportunities, the internships, all of that, that's very important, you know, to keep a vibrant community going. And again, which is compatible with our resources. So Kevin, thank you so much for making time. You are a very busy person doing lots of things. And so we will trust that people will go to websites and give you a call if they have questions.
I appreciate it, Donna. Thanks for the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Kevin. And Vary, thank you for your engineering. Yay. Thank you so much for that. And my gratitude also to local talented banjo instructor Michael Brunn for his original theme music for this program for Toots. So until we meet again, which is a month from now, actually, it's the first Thursday of each month at 9 a.m. is Talk of Our Towns. And a pledge drive coming up, all of that happening. So in the meantime, though, as often as you can, try to take a moment and just stop in your day and take a very deep breath. Let's just do that right now together. It is so good for body, mind, and spirit. And in this world, which is moving so quickly, it's healthy for us to slow down and take a deep breath. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you. The only one for doing the best you can. We are until we know otherwise, and for being here now in this moment, the only moment that exists, the now moment. That's where your life is right now on the amazing planet we call Earth.